I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Matt Man.
Hey, and I'm Nine.
And you're listening to After Hours.
With the Rise Guys. They gave me some pep on that one.
Little pep.
Yeah. Little pep.
Yeah, not pip.
Wow. No, little pep. Little pep.
We appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to us. We've heard from several of you that we are good to listen to while you're working out. I don't know how to take that.
I think we motivate people. Imagine if they could see us when they're working out, then they'd work out extra hard.
That's why I'm saying, like, I don't know.
I don't want to turn into this, man.
That's like, well, that's nice. Cause you know, we've asked for your feedback, like, you know, various, whatever we're talking about, but also, yeah. I think a couple back, we asked, you know, were you listening to this or at work or blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people were saying working out. And I'm like, I don't know how to take it. I don't know how to take it.
I guess it's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
I take it as a positive. Go ahead. You know what? If you listen to this while you work out, you pump them legs right now.
Pump them legs. Do
pump
it.
Them
do
legs.
It. You can do it. You can
pump
do
that
it.
Arm.
Ha.
There you go. You get it.
Get it. Let's go.
All right. Now take a break. You've done too much.
All right. Take 10.
Check your heart rate. Don't get overworked.
Checky. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Get you some hydration. Get you some electrolyte. You got to have some Ultima or some kind of other off-brand of electrolyte powder. I use the off-brand. I don't remember which one.
And if I see a guy walking into the women's room at my gym, I'm going to talk about him on the radio the next day.
They'll cancel your membership at your gym.
Not mine.
Yeah, they will. They'll won't cancel
mine?
His. They'll cancel yours. Yeah.
Well, I'm an outlaw.
There you are.
I'm a gym outlaw.
You are an outlaw. Half parakeet and hot dog.
Oh Lord! You said you had a piece of feedback.
Yeah.
From somebody that you thought would be good to hash out or talk about.
It's a text we got, and again, I took a photograph of the screen of my monitor to get this text.
If you're not figured out this. The screen shooting application?
Well, no, this was on my monitor at work, so I had to take a picture of it with my phone. I don't get the text on my phone at work. I just get them on the monitor.
I got you.
They work on the phone, but it's a pain in the butt, man.
Yeah, plus you feel like chained to work that way. I do. I don't have my notifications on.
No, I don't have any notifications on.
I
block them to silence unknown callers. I don't want it.
Same.
So this text came from the 839 area code. You know where that is?
Oh, 839. I don't.
That is the new area code for the Columbia area of South Carolina.
Right.
The latest of South Carolina now has like 5 area codes.
God. Yeah. That goes back to the previous episode. Back in my day, it was 803 all day.
Damn state, 803.
I remember when we changed to 864, how that screwed up so many people. They were bitching. They're like, oh, we got to change our business cards now and all our signs. I don't know. I'm talking like Gilbert Gottfried, but that's how they sounded.
South Carolina has 6 area codes. I couldn't name them all. I have them here. You have 803, 864. Then we added 843. The newest one, I think, is 839. Then there's 854 and 821. I had no idea we had 854 and 821.
That's how all these possible spam callers or possible scams are having like 864 numbers.
Yeah. All the phone Google numbers phone. Are now taken up by spam robots. We know that for a
God
fact.
God bless
That's
Chinese
why we have 6
people.
Area codes. It ain't there's that many people. Alleged. It's that many spammers.
Yes. Yes. It's alleged what I just said. I don't have my sources in front of me, but I hear that
they're from other places too.
Other well, other India places. Is another one. India
other
is
place,
like
other places. Yeah,
many places. They come from
regular
everywhere.
Regular sized places.
Yeah, tiny places.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
6.
So that's where this guy is texting from.
Yeah, 839. Okay. So I'll read you the text message. Question for y'all. This came in at 8:59 a.m. this morning. Question for y'all. I listen to a lot of funny podcasts and, of course, you guys. don't know how to take that.
What the hell?
I know.
Wait a minute. Is he working out while listening to this?
I don't know. He didn't say. So, question for y'all. Listen to a lot of funny podcasts, and of course, you guys. Why are so many radio / podcast personalities so big into wrestling? He said wrestling. Curious of y'all's thoughts on this.
I think the reason is because it's...
Because wrestling's awesome.
One of the most passionate fan bases of any type. I mean, I'm comparing it to all sports leagues. I'm comparing it to, you know, Comic-Con people. Wrestling fans are incredibly loyal, and I think they're not all really fans. It became a thing, kind of like sports cards.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy, Devo Guido, we were talking about that the other day, like how, you know, after COVID, a bunch of people jumped into sports cards, and it really, like, it changed everything because, like, suddenly people that don't know jack crap are coming in acting like they do, and they don't. But that makes you sound old for complaining about it, but it's just an observation.
Yeah. I think there might be something else to this. And I'm gonna now share with you the gist of a tweet that I've seen go viral and be shared about on X and Facebook and various other places. You see things, mainly those two.
They're just wrestling influencers. That's a real thing.
Well, this tweet was by a guy named Finn McKenty, and he's on YouTube as the Punk Rock MBA, and he does a lot of posts and videos about like punk rock and heavy metal and stuff like that. We do not like the same kind of music typically, myself and Finn McKenty, but I watch some of his videos, and they're entertaining. But he posted on X something to the effect of, if you're a bearded guy in your 30s and you like horror movies and wrestling and heavy metal, you don't have to start a podcast. I think part of it is that the type of people who have podcasts are also the type of people who happen to like wrestling a lot. I think it goes to that, just as simple as that. Because who starts podcasts? Bearded dudes who like wrestling and horror movies and heavy metal. That's every podcast.
You can attribute that to the sports card realm. Exactly the same
thing. It is the same people, the same folks. Wow. It's the exact same thing, man. That's all it is. It isn't that people who are into podcasts have some deeper connection with wrestling. It's just that the kind of dudes who want to have podcasts are the kind of dudes who like wrestling.
I think, and I didn't hear all of them, or I don't remember all of them, but like you check a lot of those boxes, right?
I said, thank God I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm 39 and I love wrestling and heavy metal, horror movies, and I have a beard.
You've been on a podcast since you were like 28, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy as hell? Is that, like, we've had, not this one, but the regular Rise Guys podcast has been going on since 2006?
Yeah.
It has. Radio one in the state of South Carolina. First radio podcast.
Yeah.
The first one was about fly fishing. Do you know that? In South Carolina.
It was. First it was about podcast. Fly fishing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. The now, as far as what...
That's how we met Fat Boy. He was a fly fisherman.
As far as what attracts those type of people to professional wrestling is... That's the more difficult part. Because it isn't just that... Well, I love it because I watched it with my dad when I was a kid. That's the easy answer I could give. Yeah. But I watched a lot of stuff. I don't love Bonanza, and I watched that with my dad as a kid, too. I don't love Gunsmoke. I don't really give a damn about James Arness.
Dude, you're describing every show that's on when I go to my mom's. Like, if it wasn't for MeTV, I don't know that her TV would turn on, because it's one thing I love about her. I can't identify with it, but, like, you know, a lot of the, let's just say, progression of societal standards has turned her off for a lot of television.
Yeah. So
I think she only trusts black and white TV because – that was okay. I know there won't be. I mean, she watches Matlock in the Heat of the Night, but you know, that style of show.
And the heat of the night was progressive as hell for its time.
Well, God, it was.
It was,
especially,
man,
when you watch
progressive as hell.
If you watch that and like, oh, this Carol O'Connor guy, I got to check out some of his other work.
No, let's check out Archie Bunker now.
How is that the same man? He was a good actor. I don't know which one was real though.
It's not many things though on the this the subject of pro wrestling, not details about it, but it's a weird thing, and I think even people who hate it can enjoy this somewhat, because it's one of those things that either you get it in a way that you connect with it, or you just absolutely don't connect with it and you can't stand it. And it's one or the other, and there isn't much middle ground. Either you get it and you love it, or it just ain't your thing.
Yeah, there's no, like, the only thing I can add to that or throw to that or whatever the hell I'm trying to say is I had an ex. Oh boy, that's the start of every chapter. I had
an ex. I'm digging Damn the invisible it. Bell.
Damn it. I had an ex that kind of bust my balls about wrestling, like to a point where I was kind of getting annoyed. And I was like, if you would just watch this with me, and I would be glad to pause and answer questions. She ended up becoming a fan, wanted to go, you know?
Yeah.
Had she been three seats over, she would have caught Jeff Hardy's shirt. But no.
Yeah.
She became a big, big fan. And I don't know that I have that same it kind of got to a point where, see if this makes sense or makes me psychotic. She started liking it to the point where it made me not like it as much.
Oh, I can see that. My wife enjoys it. Like, she gets into watching it as people she enjoys, and she honestly, she gets it really well. And like, she is, I can tell she doesn't just agree with what I think about it, but she knows what's good and what sucks, and I love that. So she has fun with it.
Yeah, that's weird though that I feel that way.
Yeah, usually, I know.
But that's why I think that's why yin and yang in a relationship is very important. You know, it's, but then again, I know, you know, I know a couple that they both describe themselves as nerdy types, and they travel to all these Comic-Cons and stuff. And they
some people
both,
just do all the nerd stuff. They're into anything nerd.
Absolutely,
it's weird to
dude.
Me.
Like, they have like a Funko couch. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. It's
weird. I don't understand how you could. I'm into some nerdy things. Like, I got my horror movies and my wrestling and my heavy metal and stuff. But I'm not into just everything nerd. I'm not like, oh, I also have to be into Star Wars and I have to love Lord of the Rings. No.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much. I'm not into Marvel stuff that much. I watch some of those movies. I want to see the Wolverine Deadpool movie. That'll be fun. But it's just too much shit for one person to be into. You can't be into all that. No way in hell.
Yeah. I mean, if you can, that's awesome. It's just if, I don't know, too much of the same would, I like the differentials of life.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, there's that, you know, the boat show that you now love, which you would not, maybe, you didn't seem to really care too much when I talk about it. When I
never had seen it before, but now that my wife, I sat down one day when my wife was watching it, and I got hooked. And now I can't, because it's Tuesday and there's a new episode on today on Peacock, and we'll watch that when my wife gets home.
Don't do what many have done to me, Nine. Don't let it become your thing over hers.
No, it's her thing, but I just enjoy it too. It's our Tuesday thing. We watch Boat Show. I'm watching Monday Night Raw on mute right now.
Yeah.
We'll watch Boat Show later. There's full disclosure, we're taping this on a Tuesday.
You're not going to hear Pat McAfee repeat everything that's told to him in his headset.
And do his Yinzer accent. No, I'm going to miss it.
I'm career jealous of him.
I know, man. He's got it going on. But he's another one of those dudes who he has facial hair. And I bet he likes horror movies and he loves wrestling.
Yeah.
And he probably listens to heavy metal.
That's true. You go to a Comic-Con, you will not find a clean-shaven man there.
No, you will not. Unless he's doing it for cosplay or fire-breathing or something.
Right, if he's like Uncle Fester or something such as.
Yeah.
At least he's going to keep the soul patch. You know that guy.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah.
But there's other things too. Like, people think we're weird because we like wrestling, but we look at other people being weird. Like, Disney adults will always be weird as hell to me.
Yes, I know. I've hit sore spot with people.
I know. I know. It's just weird. It's fine. Do your thing. I do my weird stuff. You do your weird stuff. Just Disney adults are weird to me.
Well, see, you're weirder, though. Like, the other day, I was like, oh, my God, we're both wearing wrestling shirts, but you had to be different and wear yours backwards.
I didn't mean to do that.
That was so good. We were there, like, 3 hours in the studio together, and you said, I sent my wife a selfie, and she said, your shirt's on backwards.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice. I was like, oh, it's not – you don't usually wear just plain – colored shirts like
you thought I was wearing Fat Boy's outfit.
Yeah.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
But then turn around, brother. Hulk Hogan's
on my back. Yeah, I had my shirt on backwards and nobody noticed until my wife went on break at work and looked at the selfie I sent her.
You know, that's everything. It's like sometimes I'll God, this could be a sign of her just getting old, but I'll go over to my mom's.
My paint. Oh,
you said paint. I'm saving you. And she, did you get some new shoes? No, these are the same ones. Well, you keep them clean.
You keep them clean. Yeah.
Well, you did. You taught me, Mama. Like, yeah, that's that you taught me.
Well, in their minds, they can't believe we keep shoes clean. They still think it's 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I buy that stuff and spray mine as soon as I get them. I'm not going to mention it because I don't have a promo code to give me.
You know what I figured out? I bought Asics that don't have any white on them because I live here where all the dirt is red.
See, I have a pair of all black, like all black Nike running shoes. And no jokes, please. It's for the – but they look like restaurant shoes.
Yeah.
You know how – like not sasses. But what is the other brand?
Oh, Dansko's or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think those are clogs. But, yeah, they look like restaurant shoes. And the other day, like, my daughter, I mentioned that
at this point, Skechers has the non-slip market corner.
Oh, God. I had mentioned to my daughter, I said, these are like restaurant shoes. She's like, wow, like, now that you say that, yeah. And then she walked behind me. She said, behind you. And I was like, damn it. I cussed her out like Gordon Ramsay.
That's clever. Behind you, that's clever as hell. I like that. Mine doesn't look like restaurant shoes because they got dark gray on them with the black. So around the bottom, instead of white, it's a dark gray, which also doesn't show the red mud.
Well, also, these are like, again, I ain't flexing. I'm just saying they're not cheap shoes, but you only know they're Nikes if a light flashes in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
Running shoes. The Nike logo and everything is not there until the reflection hits it.
Now, I feel bad for people, and it might just be me, but I've owned several pairs of Skechers because they make wide sizes, and I have wide club feet.
And the thing is, club feet.
They have, like, the work shoes. So most people who work in factories and places where you have to have non-slip shoes, they seem to be wearing Skechers because they have the work shoe market cornered right now, at least for affordable work shoes. But, man, they're not particularly comfortable, in my opinion.
I've never donned a pair.
Go buy some and see if you agree with me or not.
Some of my childhood heroes have told me it was the best thing they've ever done. I just don't believe they really wear them. Like, I didn't
think Tiger Woods. You do not believe Joe Montana wears Skechers?
Probably not. Like, I don't think Tiger Woods drives a damn Buick.
What was his wreck in, Tiger? It was in, like, some kind of fancy Hyundai or something.
It was a Genesis.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, fancy Hyundai, like I said.
Same factory. Yeah, that's what was all that about though? Why did we mention shoes?
Hell if I remember, man.
Yeah, that should be the trivia question at the end of the episode. Why did we start talking about shoes? There was something about Skechers. They had the market cornered. Work shoes.
Yeah,
I don't know. We
got into that. There was something else before that though. Yeah, I know. Ultimately, it was that guy's question about why so many people are into host podcasts, but you find it with just entertainers in general, like a ton of musicians and actors and comedians and people. You find out that people in entertainment are big into pro wrestling.
Well, it's it's hard to explain my path, my journey, but I would not be in the position I am right now, and it's doggy style, by the way, the position of life that I'm in or whatever without wrestling.
Like, yeah.
I have to attribute it all to wrestling and sports cards. But that's
what drew you to wrestling? What was like? What drew your passion to wrestling?
More than
being exposed to it is one thing, but what you found passion for it after you were exposed to it.
This is telling, and you will know exactly why I'm saying this is telling. I hate to use the word obsessed, but I loved the promos. I loved the interviews. I mean, the wrestling to me was like the actual match was, you know, the last chapter of the book.
Yeah.
I'm not referring to Cody's story, but
it's
was
the final battle.
If you look at your favorite movies of all time, the end, maybe halfway through, is kind of predictable, but you just haven't seen it yet. Or it's really shocking. So it's kind of the journey to get there to see what happens.
Yeah.
And so the buildup of wrestling and that one moment where my dad, rest in peace, his birthday's on Thursday. When I saw Shaska Watley, Pistol Pez Watley, tag teaming with the Boogie Woogie Man, Timmy Valiant. I don't know why I said that like Dusty Rhodes, but. He's being interviewed. Pistol Pez had a heavyweight championship title match coming up. Why, I have no idea. And Jimmy Valiant says, Pistol Pez is going to be the best black world heavyweight champion. And Pistol Pez just stopped. And here I am, 80s white kid. I don't know what he got mad about. But he was referring to the fact that you're not going to be the best champion. You're going to be the best black champion. He took offense to that. For some reason, out there in dress slacks, no shirt on, has a pair of scissors in his pocket. Like he was premeditated he was going to say that. And pulls him out and cuts off Jimmy Valiant's long blonde hair, the ponytail part.
Yeah.
And I was shocked because I saw the scissors go to the hair and cut it off. And I turned around and looked at my daddy horrified. I wasn't crying, but I was horrified. I was like, Daddy, I didn't realize this was all pre-taped, thinking it's live. But Daddy, they just cut his hair live on TV. He's like, oh, Matthew, which you can follow me at. Oh, Matthew. He said, oh, Matthew, it ain't real. And I remember, Grandpa told me that it was.
And it looked real.
It did. And he's like, watch him. They're slapping their leg, Matthew. Watch him. Look at their fingers taped up. And I'm like, my daddy wrote the beginning of Beyond the Mat.
They did.
He was exposing me to the business. But so that's why when it comes up about who's the greatest wrestler of all time, I will say Flair or Dusty, you're Bret Hart all day.
Yeah, he's the greatest wrestler.
Yeah. So what drew me in was the antics of it. And then that's kind of the story of it's not a tale of sadness, but I was competing with God as attention from my parents.
Yeah.
Not in a direct competition, but the only time I got any recognition I felt was when, I had my drawing printed in the Greenville News. The Greenville News talked about my sports card collection three different times. Mm-hmm. I could go on and on. Greer Citizen. But my mom would cut it out of the newspaper and put it on the board at church. And then everybody at church would tell me how awesome I was. And it was like the more they would always tell me I was a ham, which I thought was a fat joke at the time. But I was like, they just like, you're a ham, Matthew.
You're a ham.
And, that's funny. Yeah, I would stop crying and they'd say, no, that means you like to entertain. And I bottled that up for the longest time because when you hit high school and stuff, people call you F words and G's and
yeah, they do.
CS's and something. If you're in drama, you did not like women. That's what was said in the 90s. I'm just being honest right now.
I don't like to brag too much about it, but
I would have totally done drama, man.
One time I was featured in the Greenville News. Might have been the Greenville Piedmont back then as one of the little kids in a line of little kids holding up a big snake at the zoo.
Oh, you were one of the kids?
I was one of the kids, yeah. One of the times they did that picture. They did that picture like once a week.
I was about to stupidly ask you if you have a copy of that, but you have the only childhood photos of you are in our office, correct?
Yeah, there's that one baby picture in the office. That's about all I got.
Golly, bum. Yeah. I'm inundated with it. My mom should have ran your museum.
Bunch of pictures of me that just have all been lost over time. But like my mom took a ton of pictures for the first 5 years of my life, and they never took any more.
Well, yeah.
That's what happens. I'm not complaining. That's just how it goes.
Yeah. Y'all moved a lot, too. Luckily, I only had two childhood homes, and they had a big old cedar chest they threw all that stuff in.
Yeah. Yeah, it was mainly lost due to the instability. That's what did it.
If you think about it, it's almost Truman Show-esque. Like, I've been in the local hometown newspaper like a dozen times throughout elementary school on up through radio. Yeah. That's just kind of odd.
When's the last time, though? It's been a while.
I got a dozen copies of each of them. That is no lie. My mom, if the one about the ball cards, dude, I'd like to think she paid for all of them. But, you know, back then you could open up the thing and take all of them if you wanted to.
Yeah, you could.
I hate to admit I did that on...
She wouldn't do that.
She wouldn't have done that.
She would Lord not would do choke that. Her on it. Yeah.
But yeah, I got, God, it's just crazy. But that was the attention. It was always, because my sister danced. She was in dance school. It sounds like something a stand-up comedian would say that turned into a narcissist. But as you get older, not in a hateful way toward my mom or anything, but just that's just the way it was. She was also on the staff, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
Also in a small church where she did so much. But if my childhood being neglected could lead some others to Christ, why, by God, I'm a martyr.
Your sacrifice was worthwhile.
I'm a lamb.
Yep. There you are. I think he's a ham.
Ah, dang it. Yep. You old ham, what you are, man.
You're a ham.
Other than what, you know, when it comes to what allured you into it, I know you were one of those odd kids who pulled for the bad guy, the heel.
Not always. I mean, I like baby faces too.
Who's your favorite wrestler outside of technical wrestling, like Bret Hart?
Well, Bret Hart, I think, is just the best wrestler I've ever seen. My favorite wrestler, I guess, was always Sting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have great memories of Sting, you know, childhood, high school, that stuff. And, you know, we got to interview him a couple times and got to meet him at one time. You've got like a one-of-one autograph of him that no one else in the world has and all this stuff. But, you know, I have like four, maybe five ahead of him, which it kind of hurts. It hurts me to say that because I love the man called Sting.
Yeah, he was definitely my favorite for a long time. I like a lot of them, man. Like Austin's one of my favorites, definitely on the list.
He's on mine.
The older I get, the more I appreciate Terry Funk, how awesome he was.
Yep.
Steamboat, I love Steamboat too. Like Steamboat.
He's a known liar.
Yeah, I always liked Arn Anderson. I always loved watching Arn Anderson wrestle.
Dude, you know that? My story with that, I've probably said it on this story a dozen times, but that's the one wrestler when I was a kid that put the fear of God in me.
He's a scary man.
We always had upper deck seats on Greenville Memorial Auditorium, but my buddy D-Wayne, his daddy got ringside, but not up close, but on the aisle. And there comes Arn and Tully coming down with James J. Dillon. And Arn Anderson's probably 12 feet away from me. And I raised up my fist and I flipped him that bird. I was 8, 9 years old. And he didn't walk to me, but he's walking toward me down the aisle and flips me off back. I pulled my hand down and sat down in my damn seat. I'm scared to death.
That's a scary man.
Like I never, my parents never took us to wrestling. We'd always go with my Aunt Brenda or people from church. They never went. My mom has no opinion on it. I tried to years ago.
Just don't care at all.
I tried to record her talking about, tell me some wrestlers you watched when you were younger or who you're aware of. And I don't know nothing about that. I ain't going to talk about it. You're going to make me sound like a foo because I'm calling Terry Gunk or something. Are you going to make fun of me? Oh, you know. But she has no opinion on it. My grandfather added that that's probably, I don't want to demean him too bad in death, but that's one of the, I'll say one of the few good inspirations he made on my life was introducing me to Saturday night wrestling and then ultimately Saturday morning. Yeah. He never went with me either.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, think about it. Nobody in my family was really that big into it except my dad liked it, and then I loved it. But other than that, nobody was really into it.
Who was your dad's guy? Because, I mean, that he grew up with, you know, my dad, when I would ask him, he always loved Dick the Bruiser.
My dad loved Mr. Wrestling number 2. That was his favorite. Was, I guess, was Tim Woods, Mr. Wrestling number 2? Yeah. What was his name? Yeah.
Something so basic, but that's the one that stuck. He must have done something that just stood out that one moment. You know, that's why when we go to like appearances and stuff, like I really.
Why you wear the mask?
No, it's why, like, with especially with little kids, like, you know, I'll pay them a little more attention because,
oh, yeah,
you know, it's kind of double. It's kind of like, oh, well, God, they'll become a fan now and listen. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, I remember as a kid meeting people that at the time I looked up to or blah, 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 and it not being a good kind of experience and maybe try to change that a little bit.
Yeah. Try to make everybody, send everybody right with a smile. Yeah. Sure. Oh, I've seen you take pictures of babies in Clemson onesies.
I did. I signed that one kid that was wearing Clemson onesies.
You sure did.
Yep.
See, I guess it's hard to figure out the answer to that guy's question. There isn't really one. It's just a weird thing that happens.
But it's, you know, that parallel universe without professional wrestling, there would be no other crossroads. See you at the crossroads. They should play that when Cody does his finisher.
No,
that one little snippet. See you at the crossroads. Bang. But without that commonality of professional wrestling, like you and I, we would have never crossed paths.
No, but think about all the good in the world. That John Cena's acting career would not be a thing without pro wrestling.
Oh man, there'd be
and
no.
John Cena's acting career is the best.
There'd be no Tara Lipinski or whatever the movie.
No, Ricky Stenicki.
Yep. Yes. That's why I lost at trivia the other night.
What was the girl's
name? And I said that. I said Kelly Tripucka is actually what I said.
Oh, okay.
I was wrong on both. Oh, man. This is good. This is actually, you know.
I've had fun.
I don't want to paint the picture that I hated my childhood, though. But I think everybody, even if you had a golden childhood, you can look back, especially when you become a parent or whatever, and you just say, oh, wow. Okay, that's why I feel this way. It doesn't mean you have to, but it's kind of explaining why you do.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I'm going to play this for my therapist. And
you should.
Tell her to add. She won't. She won't listen to it.
She won't listen. No, she won't. I knew she wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, she can, but she says, you know, she's not getting the – it takes away from her real thoughts of me because she thinks that I go in and – not that I'm putting on a facade, but I'm not, you know.
Exactly.
You base it off that kind of stuff.
I have to tell you something right now, Matt, man.
You got to go number 2?
No, I got to get something to eat. I think we got to wrap up. I got to get something to eat because I'm like having a hard time following right now.
Gee, I wonder why you're hungry all of a sudden.
I don't know.
That's right, stud. Well, this has been, I'll say of the last few we've done, this has been my favorite.
This has been great.
Yeah, I think because I had a little bit of real life and a little dash of wrestling.
Yeah, it had everything we love.
Love you, Daniel Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Matt Man.
I'm 9.
This has been After
Hours
with the
Rise.
You're supposed to take the last one, too.
Oh, you got to say it.
Guys.
There you go.
Thank you.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.